Today on Nature News, we'll be talking about ecotourism. We'll cover the history of tourism, the effects of tourism, ecotourism today, the principles of ecotourism, and how to plan your eco-conscious trip. And today, in Breaking Nature News, we'll be discussing the municipal plan for Brussels, the capital of Belgium, and the potential for a harmful algae bloom in the Great Lakes as a result of the mild winter. Hello, nature bugs, and welcome to Nature News. Do you want an approachable guide to sustainable practice and environmental information? Do you find yourself staying up late at night wishing for practical ways to reduce impact and deepen your understanding of the environment? Do you wake up with the drive to make change but feel disheartened when you try to educate yourself about current environmental topics? Well, welcome. I'm Maya Lee. I have also felt overwhelmed by the prospects of the future and the constantly changing information revolving around environmental sustainability. I have wished for somewhere to go where I could educate myself and not feel like I was drowning in information and guilt. This podcast is my endeavor to create somewhere where we can all come together to encourage each other and learn how to be most impactful with our resources. Creating informative, lighthearted content that can help anyone feel like they can implement sustainable practices and remain updated on environmental news. Together, we can make a change. I wanted to start the podcast out with something fun. Travel, and the relationship between tourism and the environment that it takes place in. With the ever-growing market of ecotourism, I wanted to dive into the history of ecotourism, what ecotourism is today, and how we can all plan a more eco-conscious vacation. I have always loved to travel. When I was a little kid, we used to go to neighboring states to visit family members. This usually meant I got the week off of school and got to experience things I had never experienced before, from water and amusement parks to zoos and outdoor adventures. I have always used travel as a break from stress, but it wasn't until I was older that I realized the stress that came from planning travel. Fresh out of high school, I decided to take a trip with my friends to Colorado, a couple states away, the farthest I had ever been from home. We spent a lot of time planning, making shopping lists for before we went and after we got there, making packing lists, arranging where we were gonna sleep, who was gonna drive, what time we were gonna leave, how we were gonna split gas. We felt ready to leave the cornfields and drive towards the mountains. And we were ready. We had prepared very well for the trip that was ahead of us. But what we hadn't thought of is what we were going to do when we got there. We knew where we were going to sleep, in the half-finished basement of one of the group's grandparents, which to a bunch of 18-year-olds was basically a five-star resort. We packed in, settled our stuff, and the question came. We were here for 4 days, 5 nights. What were we going to do? We knew there was stuff to do, because we were close to Colorado Springs, which is a pretty popular tourist destination, but we just didn't know exactly what we were gonna do. And I realized, for the first time in my life, there was a whole lot more planning to travel than I had ever imagined. It was much more than booking a place to stay, or figuring out a way to get there, packing your bags and making sure you have every charger you might possibly need. It was about deciding, in a place where there are usually hundreds of options to choose from. And today, we will explore how to choose from those hundreds of options using the principles of ecotourism. First, we'll begin with the history of ecotourism and how it's become what it is today. In the roaring 20s and 30s, the tourism industry experienced unprecedented growth. But unfortunately, with growth came a cost. With the mass interest in travel at the time, there was a lack of policy and structure that led to harmful impacts such as depletion of natural resources, pollution, and socio-cultural degradation. During the 1880s, Yosemite National Park added the Wawona tree to its list of attractions. The Wawona tunnel tree was a sequoia in which a tunnel had been carved. It was the second of its kind in the park. The tunnel was 7 feet wide and 9 feet high, with the intention of horse-drawn carriages driving through the tunnel. The Wawona tree fell just 88 years later, after a particularly brutal winter. The tree was 2,100 years old when it fell, and on average, sequoias live to be more than 3,000 years old. The National Park Service recognized the harm that cutting tunnels into sequoia trees caused, and Yosemite National Park has added a plaque and memorial where the tree still lies. We can see similar trends in other popular tourism destinations, like the Galapagos Islands. Over the last century, the Galapagos Islands have struggled with recovery from human-caused impacts. Overfishing the surrounding waters has led to coral reef damage and declining animal populations. The Galapagos Islands have one of the highest extinction rates in the world, and with over 200 unique species located in the Galapagos, we risk losing a lot. Another human-driven problem is invasive species on the islands. These animals wreak havoc on the island's sensitive ecosystems. The Pinta Island tortoise became extinct more than 20 years ago. These tortoises were found on the Pinta Island in the Galapagos archipelago. Invasive wild goats led to the downfall of the Pinta Island tortoise. After these wild goats established themselves, they began destroying the native vegetation that the Pinta Island tortoise relied on for food. By the time we realized the decline in the Pinta Island tortoise, there was only one left, a single male Pinta Island tortoise named Lonesome George. After the discovery of George in the early 1970s, he was relocated to the island of Santa Cruz, where he was kept in a facility with the hopes of one day being able to reintroduce the Pinta tortoise to Pinta Island. Unfortunately, all breeding efforts were unsuccessful, and George passed away in 2012 at an estimated age of 102 years old. It was clear that a new approach to travel was needed, one that prioritized conservation and community involvement to minimize the harm that we were seeing as a result. Once we began to realize the impacts that we were having on the places we were traveling to, we worked to set in place legislation that would stop the harm that was being caused. This put in place protections for things like natural heritage sites, national parks and forests, and other protected areas. Although there were national monuments and parks in the United States before the 1900s, the acts that are in place today to protect them were mostly produced in the 1960s. The Wilderness Act, which protects federal land to preserve its natural condition, was established in 1964. The Wild and Scenic Rivers Act was established in 1968, and the National Environmental Policy Act was established in 1969. But some of the harmful effects of tourism is still seen today. In examples like economic displacement of Native Hawaiians to the trash that litters Mount Everest. There's still a need for eco-conscious travel today, and ecotourism has become a beacon of hope for sustainable travel enthusiasts. According to the World Conservation Union, ecotourism involves environmentally responsible travel to natural areas, promoting conservation and benefiting local communities. Before we move on to how you can make your travel life more eco-conscious using the principles of eco-tourism, I'd like to talk to you about today's breaking nature news. Today, for Breaking Nature News, we'll be talking about the Municipal Plan for Sustainable Development in Brussels, Belgium. The mayor of Brussels approved the Plan for Sustainable Development BXL 2050 project on the 23rd of November in 2023. This plan sets the spatical course for the city and provides guidance towards a more sustainable and inclusive future. The plans include a city in 10 minutes concept, which aims to make essential facilities accessible to every inhabitant of Brussels in less than 10 minutes. The plan also has 7 major ambitions, broken down into themes and sub-themes. These ambitions not only address the impacts, but also build up barriers that prevent climate change and protect the environment and community from the products of climate change. This is a big eco-conscious move for Belgium. Implementing an eco-friendly city plan for their capital will ripple through the rest of the country. In more breaking news, an extremely harmful algae bloom is expected across the Great Lakes following an extremely mild winter in the Midwest. This mild weather has led to historically low ice coverage across the Great Lakes, and average surface water temperatures only continue to rise. This rise in surface temperature has a massive effect on the organisms that live inside of the Great Lakes. Increased surface water temperatures and harmful algae bloom have become a big problem. Algae blooms are not only a result of warm water temperatures, but also agricultural runoff, most notably animal waste as a result of mass animal agriculture, leading to an increase in phosphorus and nitrogen in the water, and creating the perfect environment for algae to grow. Algae blooms result in decreased oxygen and sunlight in an aquatic environment. This affects both fish and plants in the lake ecosystem. Some states bordering the Great Lakes have put policies in place to minimize the amount of nutrients entering the lakes, but there have yet to be results to determine whether the policies were effective. Calls for policies to target the larger agricultural farms have been made. And that's all for Breaking Nature News. Now back to ecotourism and how you can utilize its principles to plan a sustainable trip. But what sets ecotourism apart from mass tourism? It's all about the conscientious behaviors, sensitivity to local cultures, and support of conservation efforts. Ecotourism isn't just about sightseeing. It's about making a positive impact on the places we visit. The International Ecotourism Society has established 8 principles of ecotourism. The first principle of ecotourism is minimizing physical, social, behavioral, and psychological impacts. Physical impacts could include destruction of habitats, erosion of landscapes, and pollution of air and water. Social impacts such as overcrowding, cultural exploitation, displacement of local residents, or destruction of tradition. Behavioral impacts include changes in social and cultural norms, consumption patterns, and social interactions. And psychological impacts include stress or a sense of loss of identity. These impacts can be avoided by developing destination plans that consider environmental, social, and cultural factors, promoting sustainable practices, and engaging and empowering local communities. The next principle of ecotourism is building environmental and cultural awareness and respect. Building this awareness involves a combination of education and communication. The next 3 principles are creating positive experiences for both visitors and hosts, providing direct financial benefit for conservation, and generating financial benefit for both local people and private industry. And the final three principles of ecotourism are delivering memorable interpretive experiences to visitors that help raise sensitivities to host countries' political, environmental, and social climates, designing, constructing, and operating low-impact facilities, and recognizing the rights and spiritual beliefs of the indigenous people in your community and working in partnership with them to create empowerment. Considering the principles of ecotourism during the planning process of your next trip is a good way to ensure that you minimize the impacts to the locations that you plan on traveling to. Not only considering businesses that claim to be eco-conscious, but considering the transparency of those businesses in their practice of the principles of ecotourism. The building blocks of ecotourism are conservation, community, and interpretation.
Ecotourism provides effective economic incentive for conservation and enhancing biocultural diversity and helping protect the natural and cultural heritage of the planet.
The emphasis on local establishments and guides in ecotourism is rooted in the economic development of the area. The resulting employment and financial opportunities to locals will better develop feelings of respect and responsibility for the natural environment.
Ecotourism encourages a deeper understanding and appreciation for nature, local society, and culture by creating enriching personal experiences and environmental awareness through interpretation. So, how can we choose a more eco-conscious vacation? It starts with being mindful of our choices, from choosing eco-friendly accommodations to supporting local businesses. Every decision we make can contribute to a more sustainable travel experience. When looking for somewhere to stay, stay local. When looking for somewhere to buy, buy local. Don't always go to the most popular destination. And consider transportation options. One of the biggest eco footprints we leave behind while traveling is our transportation emissions. Next time you travel, consider using a bus where you can instead of a taxi, or renting a bike instead of a car. And remember, dispose of any waste you have properly and pick up trash you see along the way. Let's not forget about the importance of education. By learning about the ecosystem and cultures we encounter on our travels, we can develop a deeper appreciation for the world around us and become better stewards for the environment. So, fellow travelers, as you embark on the next adventure, remember the power you have to make a difference. Together, we can create a world where travel and conservation go hand in hand. Alright, nature bugs. I hope you found today's episode of Nature News both enlightening and inspiring. If so, could you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend, family member, or colleague who might also be passionate about sustainability? Make sure to follow and turn on notifications for Nature News so that you never miss an episode. Your support means the world to me, and I'm so glad to have you on this journey towards a greener future. Until next time, remember that every small step towards sustainability counts. Catch you on the flip side. I'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.